reward you for it.
That we're reading, it's still living, it's still breathing, and in its pages we hear God's voice. Not one time has it ever come back void. Not one word of God has changed. Every promise still remains. Who he was, he is today. Not one word of God has changed. It's where I learned to love my enemies, and no one's ever out of reach. Each line has power to change regret. It reminds me there's no sin he won't forget. Not one word of God has changed. Every promise still remains. Who he was, he is today. God has changed. There's forgiveness in its message. There's a path to new direction. And for the brokenhearted, it restores. And the lost are found by its words. Not one word God has changed. Every promise still remains. Who he was, he is today. Not one word of God has changed. Who he was, he is today. Not one God has changed.
Amen.
Not one word.
Not one. Not one. Every promise. Every promise. The sister Cheryl sang alto. I like the alto. I like the words. I like the tune. I like the whole thing. I like it all. I like it all. I like it all. The lesson is about the promises. Brother Butch, would you pray for us? Brother Butch. 2 Peter. We're trying to start 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll try to read it without comment. I failed last week. We'll try again. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, keep that in mind. We're going to be talking more about the knowledge of God and of Jesus. according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Keep that in mind, because we're going to be talking more about the knowledge of Him as we go down through here. Verse 4 is really the lesson. I tried to put a title up there, said the promises, but I couldn't get by with it. It's more than that. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. See, they're not just promises. They're exceeding great promises. And they're not just exceeding great promises. They're precious promises. That means they're one of a kind. There's no other like them. And one thing that makes them precious is they come from God. I don't want to forget that part. And another thing, they're given. They're given. I know I say we're reading the last will and testament, but you don't have to wait till you die to get in on this. These are active right now. These promises are in effect right now. Right now. You can claim them right now. You can depend on them right now. You can rely on them right now. You can trust them. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, that's the promises. These is the promises. Ye, see, it's to you. Unto us, up above there it said, but then it says to ye. It's you. You can make this real personal this morning. You can even be selfish and get in on this. These are to you. I know they're to me, but they're to you. They're unto us. And ye, that you might be partakers of the divine nature. And I tried rewording that so I could get it on one line, shorten it up a little bit. I was making me a paraphrase, Brother Rick's version. And man, I was waxing eloquent. I was coming through there. I thought I was doing a good job. I tell you, there's no other way you can say might be partakers of the divine nature. See, I wanted to say that you might be more godly. That don't take everything in. Being partakers of the divine nature, that starts when you receive Him. The divine, see, divine means God. When God moved in your heart, that's when you started this journey, this trip, this process. And then it continues on in sanctification. You're being partakers of the divine nature. It includes it all. And you can't say that any other way than that we might be partakers of the divine nature. I quit there and I quit paraphrasing and I went back. You can't write any Bible. I'm with a professor at students in Bible college. He said, the Bible. He said, anybody could write the Bible. He gave him a piece of paper and a pencil. He said, here, write me a chapter. You can't do it. I can't even reword that right there, that one verse. Here's what we're talking about. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. And don't forget, they came from God. They came from God. I'm reading them, but I didn't write them. I'm reading them. Let's look at some of them. There's at least six promises for endurance. And they're to you, and they're precious, and they came from God, and they're exceeding great. Now, I tried to pick out one maybe we wasn't familiar with. Sometimes I pick out one, you'll see down through here, that's real familiar, but we just kind of skip over it because we're used to it. This one here is pretty familiar. Just back up a few pages. James 1:12. There's at least six exceeding great and precious promises in the Word of God about endurance. Here is a popular one. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Pretty good. Pretty good promise right there. Don't get too excited. Now, then for prayer, for answer to prayer, there's at least 10 exceeding great and precious promises that's been given to you. And it's to you, and they're from God. And I couldn't get by with one. I picked out about three of them here. And now, I know there's more verses about answer to prayer, but these have a promise in them. We're looking up the promises. It's not just verses about answer to prayer, but these are promises from God to you. Like I said, you get real selfish right here. Now, this is Isaiah 65. I think in a little bit what I'd like to do is we're going to vote on our new memory verse, and this Isaiah 65:24 is one of your choices. So kind of mark this down in your mind. We'll go vote in a little bit if you want this for a memory verse. starts off and says, and it shall come to pass that before they call. Yeah, and we was talking about this morning. Before they call, I'll answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Does that ever happen to anybody? I just want to take a survey here, do a study, a few. Hey, I've been 3 weeks or something now. Kim cleaned out a closet upstairs. Since she's working 2 days a week, she takes the other 3 days and takes one room and remodels it. And this week, she's about to kill me on this stuff. This week we're doing a closet, and I carried all kinds of stuff downstairs. You know, stuff's been in there maybe longer than 70 years, maybe 50 years, more than 20 years. Picture frames, an old bed, stuff like that, a sewing machine. And we did that. Then about the same time, Brother Bob and Brother Boyd went to Kenya. And we figured out they needed some Bibles. And the preacher went over to the bookstore, and they only had six. These are special study Bibles. And they only had six, and he ordered six more. Well, then a little later, I went back to pick up the ones he ordered, and I was going to be the one that mailed them. And on the way home, I figured out those I got from the bookstore came in the mail. They're already boxed in a box. And I was going home, and I was thinking, I need a box for those other six. And it dawned on me, where we've been cleaning out that closet, I said, you know, I think there's a box in the garage. And I got home. It's the same size as that other box. And those six Bibles fit in it just like the other box. And the Lord knew 50 years ago that I was going to need that box that day to send some Bibles to Kenya. What I'm saying is, and it come to pass that before they call, I didn't pray, God, give me a box. It's already there. And then I realized it was too tall. And I needed a box cutter, and I went to ratting around over in the toolbox, and I found a box cutter with a brand new razor. I had one I knew about, but I found another one I didn't know about. It had a brand new razor on it, and then also where I grew up in Foodland store stock, and I knew how to use it. And what happened was, and it came to pass that before they call, I'll answer, and while they're yet speaking, I will hear. I'm just saying, he deals with me that way all the time. I mean, it's every day. It's every day, and I just pass over it. I don't notice it all the time. And y'all think about this. This might be our new memory verse. If we do, the first word's and. If we do, let's work on it just a little bit. Isaiah 65:24 and. Let's do it again. Isaiah 65:24 and. Good, one more time. Isaiah 65:24 and. I'm just telling you, it's a promise from God. It's an exceeding great and precious promise. It's unto us. And it's going to help you be more like God. You're going to be partakers of the divine nature if Rick will get a hold of this. I'm trying to get a hold of it. And it'll come to pass that before they call, I'll answer them while they're yet speaking, I will hear. The only reason I wouldn't pick that one is I'm afraid it'll encourage me not to pray or something like that. I still need to pray. That doesn't mean don't pray. Let's try Psalm 91:15. I'm just talking about promises unto you from God in the Bible that's exceeding great and it'll help you be more like God. Psalm 91:15. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Anyone ever experienced this? And I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him. That's just a promise about answered prayer in the Word of God. It's exceeding great and it's personal. It's unto you. Jeremiah 33:3. This is real famous, but I didn't want to leave it out. In one of my Bibles, right beside it, I got $1,500. Written down. You probably guess what happened. Yeah. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. There's at least 12 promises in the Word of God. I'm sorry, not promises. They're exceeding great and precious promises. They're unto you about blessings. Matthew 6:33, you can probably quote it. Let's go ahead and read it. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.
Right.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited. But it's for you. Malachi 3:10. Just back up a few pages to Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now therewith, saith the Lord, the big Lord of hosts, if I will not open you. I love the way it's worded. If I will not open you, the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You know, I got more grandkids than I can hug. I got more grandkids than I can kiss on. It's more than I can say. And they're more than I can get in one car. In one vehicle is all I'm saying. He'll do it. He'll do it. I'm just reading some exceeding great and precious promises unto you from God to help us be partakers of his divine nature is what I'm talking about this morning. Blessings for blessing. How about for cleansing? There's at least 10 promises. Hebrews 9:14 is what I zeroed in on. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself? I can't see. Let me back up. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge, cleanse your conscience, your soul from dead works to serve the living God? It'll make you more like God, make you partakers of his divine nature. There's at least 23 verses in, not verses, I'm sorry, promises in the Word of God for comfort. Isaiah 66:13. Isaiah 66:13 is one of them. They're not regular old promises. They're exceeding promises. They're precious promises. They come from God. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted. Past tense. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. Not our being comforted. You shall be comforted. Past tense. Past tense. John. Now this is so common we run over it. We run right past it. That's why I got this one too. I couldn't read 23 of them. John 14:1. It's a promise. It's to you. It's from God. It's exceeding great. And it is precious. And it'll help you be partakers of the divine nature. Let not your heart be troubled. Yeah, that's right. Any questions so far? Let not your heart be troubled. Okay, that's pretty good. Then verse 18, you throw that in there with it. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Right.
A pretty good deal. Now, there's at least nine promises, not just verses, promises about deliverance. And there's other verses about deliverance. But these are promises. Job 5:19. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. I'll go ahead and tell you, he's delivering me out of a lot more than 6. I'll just go ahead and say. 2 Corinthians 1 used to be our memory verse in Sunday school. Preacher got a hold of it, got down in his heart there while he's memorizing. He went down to Elkview and waxed eloquently on these two verses one night. 2 Corinthians 1:9. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves. That's past tense right there. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead, who delivered us, past tense, done deal, from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. Just one of 20 of 9 verses about deliverance in the Word of God. There's at least 12 promises in the Word of God about forgiveness. Ephesians 1:7 is one we read so much, I think we overlook it. We just read right past it. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through His blood. That's pretty good right there. Pretty good right there. The forgiveness of sins, that's pretty good to be forgiven. The sweetest words I ever heard were, I forgive. Forgiven of sins on top of that. Not just mistakes. According to the riches of His grace. Pretty good deal, forgiveness. There's at least 11 promises in the Word of God for guidance. Psalm 73. Now, it'd be a good time to wake up right here because this might be our other memory verse, depending on how you vote. Psalm 73, I'm going to give it to you in the Greek. Psalm 73, 24, Thou shalt guide me with Thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Now in the Greek that says we read the Bible every day and then we go to heaven. Just saying, that's what it says. It goes just a little bit past that. Well, I'm not just going to read it, I'm going to heed it because it's going to guide me. How about this? Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterwards receive me to glory. See, glory's a place. It's a capital G. I know it's a verb. We've been hearing about it. And we'll read the Bible every day and then we'll go to heaven.
Right. Right.
I don't know if you get... Look at here. Psalm 73:24. Thou shalt guide me. It's a promise from God for guidance. It's an exceeding great and precious promise. It came from God, and it's going to help me be partakers of the divine nature. Be more. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. Okay, Brother Tom, you help me count. How many wants Psalm 73:24 for the new memory verse? Okay, we'll go with the other one. That's going to be Isaiah 65:24. And is your new memory verse. Work on that much this week. Let's go back down here. I'm sorry y'all didn't like that as well as I did. Read the Bible every day, then go to heaven. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42, this is just another one of those promises for guidance. Isaiah 42:16. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. Past tense. You remember that? You remember when you was blind? Do you remember when you saw the light? Right here it is. This is guidance. You got guided in. See, just like bringing the airplane into. And I will bring the blind by a way. It's a good way. It's a holy way. It's the way of salvation. That they knew not. I didn't know about it. I will lead them in the paths that they have not known. Lord, lead, guide, and direct is what we pray. He says right here He's going to do it. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. It's guidance, guidance. There's at least four verses on promises of health. One of them's Jeremiah 30:17. Now, I already know what you're thinking. Think of it. Jeremiah 30:17. But we got it explained pretty good, really, Wednesday night. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. Well, Brother Rick, why is our sick list so long? And why is our cancer list so long? Well, I don't know that this is the answer, but let's see. There's at least 8 verses about mercy. Next line down, if you're on the handout there. Isaiah 54. Isaiah Isaiah 54, starting in verse 5. For thy maker, that's a big M. Yeah, he's big.
Yes, he is.
For thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer, that's the big Lord, the big R Redeemer of the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called.
Yeah.
For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on me. Now, I read this week in a commentary, and I wrote it down. It's a direct quote, and I don't even know who said it. I don't know who. It's some footnotes in a Bible I got. It says, the problem's not with God's way, but with my limited understanding of Him.
Amen.
Remember in the beginning, I told you not to forget about that knowledge of God. We're going to come back and talk about it. Look here, the man said, and I don't even know who he is. The problem is not with God's ways, but with my limited understanding of Him.
Yes, that's good.
I need to know. I mean, He's got a reason I broke my arm or why Band-Aid's on. He knows. He knows what He's doing. He knows what He's doing. There's mercy. That's just one of the promises for mercy. There's at least eight promises for long life. 1 Kings 3:14. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. There's at least 10 promises, not verses, promises in the Word of God about pardon. Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Not a regular old pardon, but abundantly pardon.
Yeah.
It's a promise. It's a promise. And really, it's an exceeding great and precious promise. And it came from him, and it's to us. And it's going to help me be a partaker of his divine nature. I heard about the criminal sentenced to be hung the next day. The messenger come in and said, I got good news. He said, well, what is it? He said, I brought you $1,000. He said, well, that's not good news to me. He said, that don't help me a bit. I'm going to die in the morning. They're going to hang me in the morning. He said, well, that's not all. That's not all. He said, I got another message here. You just inherited a $1 million estate. He said, that doesn't do me any good at all. He said, I'm going to be hung in the morning. In the morning. He said, well, that's not all. The governor sent this stuff. He sent you his robe that he got inaugurated in when he swore in on the Bible. He said, are you just mocking me? He said, I'm going to die in the morning. He said, I don't need a robe. I'm going to be hanged in the morning. He said, well, he sent you something else. He said, now here's a pardon.
Yeah.
Exceeding great. Have you been pardoned?
Yes,
have you been pardoned? You got pardoned. Did we read it? It was 55:7. Yeah, we read it. Abundantly pardoned. Let's There's at least 10 promises in the Word of God for peace. Psalm 119, 165. I know Brother Dennis can quote it. Some of y'all probably. Go ahead, Brother Dennis.
Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
Pretty good deal. Do you love it? You love the Bible. If Brother Rick loved the Bible more, he'd quit getting offended so much. Isaiah 26:3. We're talking about there's at least 10 great and exceeding promises in the Word of God. Help me be more godly about peace. Isaiah 26:3. This is one of Sister Kim's favorite. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Hard to worry when you're thinking about him. There's at least 8 promises in the Word of God for plenty. Leviticus 26:5. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. Pretty good deal. 1 Timothy 4:15, there's at least 7 promises in the Word of God for prosperity. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. There's at least 10 promises in the Word of God for preservation. Psalm 37:28. Will help me be partakers of the divine nature. They come from God, they're to us. For God loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked should be cut off. There's at least 6 promises in the Word of God for progress. Job 17:9. If I can find them fast and y'all listen fast, we might finish this page. Job 17:9. The righteous also shall hold up his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Psalm 34:7. There's at least 10 promises in the Word of God for protection. Let's see, Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. You've been delivered. There's at least 17 promises in the Bible for rewards. Matthew 10:42. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. There's at least 9 promises in the Word of God for safety. Proverbs 1:33. I might call on somebody on the front row to read some of these. Me and the preacher have been traveling, and he won't pray for safety. He says, Lord, help us break down beside the road so that we can witness to the wrecker man when he gets there. Proverbs 1:33. Go ahead, preacher.
But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Yeah, and Isaiah 32 is another one. Isaiah 32:17. Take a break, preacher. You're probably tired. I'll read this one. Isaiah 32:17-18. We're talking about promises in the Word of God for safety for the child of God. They're to you. They're from Him. They help you be partakers of the divine nature. They're precious and exceeding great. And the work of the righteous shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. There's at least 6 promises in the Word of God for salvation Acts 11:14 is my absolute very favorite. It might be a new memory verse. Acts 11:14. Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? That'd be a pretty good memory verse right there. Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? We're talking about promises in the Word of God about salvation. Chapter 16, verse 31. A little more familiar. I like the words part. How'd you get in? How did you get in? Acts 16, 31. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. We'll quit here. There's at least seven promises in the Word of God for strength. Ephesians 3:16. And he would grant you according to his riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Yeah. And Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Yeah. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down. Thank you for promising it. Dear Lord, in Jesus' name.